There's a big toy fair going on in New York. It's the high-stakes toy industry. Joining us to talk about that, Chris Byrne, who we know as the toy guy. Chris, that seems to take some of the fun out of it. High-stakes toy industry. Is it really that competitive?
It's hugely competitive. There's 160,000 toys here, all battling for retail space, online space. It's very, very competitive.
What can we expect to see this time around, and why are these toys coming out now?
Well, a lot of these toys are being shown now to retailers. We've been traveling around the world. We've seen them last October. We've seen them in Hong Kong, and now this is the first sort of big, wide distribution of them and unveiling of them to the media and other people, you know, starting with Lego. I mean, obviously, nothing bigger than Star Wars The Force Awakens last year. Lego keeps rolling out sets. Their newest one is Lego Star Wars Battle of Takodana. It's from Star Wars The Force Awakens. It's got the iconic battle with Finn and Rey against Kylo Ren. And it's actually introducing a very collectible, if you're a Star Wars fan, new minifigure, Maz Kanata. It's the first time she's showing up as a minifig. That's going to be about $59.99. One of the other big entertainment properties coming out is, this is really pretty interesting, the DC Superhero Girls. It's from Mattel and Warner Brothers, and they've taken the iconic superheroes and supervillains, and they've reimagined them as teens in high school before they were either hero or villain, going on all kinds of different adventures. It's for kids 6 to 12. So we've got Harlequin and Wonder Woman and Poison Ivy all reimagined, and they're absolutely beautiful. We'll get some of this stuff up on Instagram later today so you can see them. But this is the first day we've been allowed to show them, so it's pretty amazing.
Chris, the Javits Center, to my understanding, is a pretty big place. Does this toy show fill it?
Not only does it fill it, there are conference rooms, there are places pretty much under the stairways. It is actually as full as it could possibly be. Where I am right this morning is in a conference room for an amazing little company called Just Play, and they're introducing a Sophia the First Magic Dancing Sophia, which is actually an interactive doll that dances with kids. It's got a magic wand and lets them go through all kinds of different steps learning to dance.
Chris, how many of these toys will actually make it to market? Are we at that point yet?
You know, we are at that point, and a lot of them, this is really make or break time for a lot of people, because final orders from retailers will really come in March and April. So one area we talk about a lot is games. So you may see 5,000 games here. 500 of those, 10% of the games shown here, will actually make it to the shelf. So it really is high stakes, because people have invested time, money, and energy in getting here.
Where can folks go for more information about the show and what they might be purchasing later this year?
You can come to ttpm.com. We're going to be showing you, we're going to have some backstage videos that we're going to be shooting over the next couple of days as it gets set up.
Excellent. Chris Byrne, the Toy Guy, thank you so much for being with us. We've enjoyed our time, and it's always good to check in to see what's fun out there.
Thank you.